What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about when a narcissist says, I miss the old you. What do they mean when they say that? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Episode 983 of The Narcissist Code, y'all. Sorry, forgot to say that. I'm changing things up, y'all. Sorry. So what do narcissists mean when they say, I miss the old you? What do they mean when they say that? So, let me get this out of the way first. I know that an empath or a person that survived a narcissist would say that. I know you can say that as well. You might miss the original person that the narcissist was when you first met them, right? When you first met the narcissist, you might miss them, the person you met. You might miss that person, and that's completely 100% understandable. Why wouldn't it be understandable? You got what I'm saying? You catch my drift? You get my drift? But when a narcissist says that statement, when a narcissist says, "I miss the old you," that means that you might be outgrowing them.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That means that you might be, they can sense that you might be getting ready to move on. They can sense that you might not be tolerating you might not be putting up with what they dish out. When they say, I miss the old you, like after you caught them lying to you, caught them in a lie, caught them cheating, caught them, whatever you caught them doing, they might say that statement. If they say that, that means that you used to would forgive them, but now you're not letting up. Now you're trying to hold them accountable. Now you're sticking firm to your boundaries. If they say, I miss the old you, it's typically that's a term of manipulation right there, y'all. That's how they manipulate you. Right there with that right there. That's how they manipulate your mindset. That's how they manipulate you in order to get you to do whatever they want you to do. That's exactly it right there. They'll say, I miss the old you, because you might be growing, y'all. It's a bad thing that they say it, but it's not a bad thing that they say it at the same time. You know, both things can be true right there with that same statement. It's bad that they say it because they're trying to manipulate you, but it's not bad because you're growing, because they can see that change in you. You know, for you, it means that you're outgrowing this person. Like you are y'all know a tree, a big, beautiful tree, does not need its branches to grow. Most trees, you know, they need the root. You need your roots. As long as you have your roots, you can keep growing, right? As long as you have your foundation, you can keep growing, right? The narcissist is a branch that grew out of you, that attached to you, you know? It's a branch that has grew out of you, attached to you, whatever. The branches can fall off, but you can keep growing. They can sense it. They can feel themselves about to get broken off. They can feel you growing so much that they're going to get broken off, that they're going to get left behind. I miss the old you, which it just means you're growing. It could just mean that you're growing. You can see through them now. You know who they are right now. They miss the gullible person that you might have been before. You're not gullible. Maybe you've woken up. Maybe you're awake now. I miss the old you when you were asleep and I can get away with anything and everything. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling, for your meddling growth. If it wasn't for that meddling Lee Hammock with those videos. You see what I'm saying? That's the Scooby-Doo right there. I mean, let's pull off the person who's the narcissist, like has finally caught me, right? And then let's unmask this person who's helping save all these people. And it's me. It's like, Lee Hammock, mental illness. And I did it. I'll do it again. You know. to them, it's weird because to them, to a lot of narcissists, I'm a villain, y'all. Let's be realistic. I am a villain. They look at, they villainize me. They make me seem like I'm a bad person for helping people understand the mind of a narcissist. Maybe other self-aware narcissists think I'm a villain. Just Google Lee Hammack. It's crazy. But you can do it. You're growing. You don't need that branch. You can grow another branch. You know, they might not even be a branch in your tree. They might be a virus or infection. They might be an infection. That branch has gotten infected. They infected one of your branches, and that you don't need that branch anymore. Let me break that branch off so it can grow back. You regenerate. You can regenerate your empathy, y'all. You can regenerate like you're a little empathetic starfish. You can regenerate your limbs. You don't need them. And they know that. Most narcissists want to be needed. I want to be needed. You know, I want to be needed. That's how it goes right there within that space. A narcissist wants to be needed. And they, if they can sense that you're not needed, that you're not needing them anymore, they got you. And like I said, if they say that statement, I miss the old you, you could have just got a promotion. You could be growing, y'all. Like they miss you when you were not growing, right? They miss this, that not necessarily you were, not if you were stagnant. You might have been a student when they first met you, but now you're a doctor. Now you're a lawyer. Now you've changed to the point where there are more important things in life than them. I miss the old you. Now you got other things and other people that you value more than you might value them. You might have kids. Like they might not like you as a mom or a dad because they miss the single version of you where you didn't have any other you had no other responsibilities than taking care of them. They're not the center of your universe. They don't feel like the center of your universe anymore. And there are some people out there who will argue and say, well, Lee, your spouse should be the center of your universe. You can make a valid argument on that, but they shouldn't. I mean, I don't know if you can make a valid argument on it. You can make an argument on it. But they shouldn't be the only thing in your universe. You see what I'm saying? This should not be a sun with one planet. There's going to be other things orbiting around in this universe. Our Earth orbits around the sun, but it has a moon. You see what I'm saying? You could orbit together. But narcissistic people want to be the sun, the moon, the star, the other stars. They want to be the other planets. They want to be gravity. They want to be the black hole. They want to be everything that matters. They want to be dark matter. You know, they want to be everything that matters in your life. When they feel like they're mattering less, when they start saying this type of stuff, they might actually start to behave differently as well. Not only would they say this stuff, they might start to behave differently. They might start to treat you differently. They might start to act differently. You know? If you dealt with a narcissist for any specific period of time, you understand exactly what I'm saying. And you know this is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying is absolutely true. That person, they hate to see your growth unless they can take credit for it, unless they're growing with you. You know, they hate to see you moving forward in life unless they can take some kind of credit for it. They hate it, y'all. I'm telling people, like, y'all, you are stronger than what you think you are. You really are. They hate it. They don't want to see you keep growing. So you got to, look, y'all, you have to keep growing. You absolutely have to, you know, don't be afraid to outgrow somebody that had the chance to grow with you. I seen that statement before. I was like, oh, it make you want to snap your fingers and do your step. You know what I mean? It make you want to snap your fingers, and do your step. You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. On the T-Pain, y'all, back in my club days in my 20s. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. If you hear that statement, your empathetic antenna should go up. You can sense it. You see your feelers, your little antenna right here? You can feel it. Look, they might be in rest mode, but if a narcissist says, I miss the old you, uncurl them. Uncurl the little empath antennas. Smell the, like, use them for your sense. Like, okay. They must sense that I'm outgrowing them. You know? They must know that I know now. And they might start behaving erratically. They might start, narcissistic rage is just an adult temper tantrum. They might start throwing temper tantrums. They might start to treat you differently. They might start to try to hold you back. You're not spending enough time with me. You're spending too much time in school. Well, I got to graduate to help our family out. Again, you're spending it's me or the school. They might start giving you ultimatums, y'all. The narcissistic person might start giving you ultimatums and whatnot. They might start giving you ultimatums. They might start doing things like that. And you can, you know, you can't give, I'm going to do a longer video on this, but you can't give a narcissist an ultimatum, but they can give you one. Yeah. They can give you one. I'm going to start a new series called Monday Motivation. It's going to be part of my, podcast, but it's going to be like Monday Motivation and stuff like that too, though. I'm going to start a new series on that. But yeah, y'all, if you hear that statement, ask yourself, what did they mean? This is how you can deal with that statement. Ask yourself, what do they mean? Ask yourself, what do they mean? What do they mean? What do they mean? When they say, I miss the old you. You've changed. You're not who you used to be. You're not the person I met. Ask yourself, what do they mean? Don't ask them what they mean, because they're going to try to let you out. When you ask, what do you mean? They're going to give you some gaslighting, manipulative word salad mess. Or they might just tell you to figure it out. You know, you should know. You're the one who changed. If they say that, oh my God, they trying to send you to damn Pluto with your thinking, with your mind, y'all. They're trying to mess with your head. They say, you should know who you changed so much. You don't even realize it. See, you should look at yourself in the mirror and then get back to me later on. Nah. You see what I'm saying? That's the mindset of a lot of narcissists and a lot of toxic people, y'all. That's just how it goes. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. But y'all, thank y'all so much for being here. And look, if you made it this far, I finished my video series about understanding a narcissistic cycle of a relationship from my perspective. The video series is done. I'm putting together some communities to help people grow and things like that as well. So join my newsletter. The link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. It says mental illness newsletter. Click that link. I don't spam you. I only send it out once a week. But I'm going to just drop that here in a little bit, y'all. It's going to be extremely cheap. The video series is going to be extremely cheap, but it's extremely detailed. It's like 17 videos explaining the cycle of a narcissistic relationship. Make sure you like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault. On Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.